Amal is Gwen. Once upon a time, there lived in Poland a rich and beautiful young woman named Rachel. Her skin was as soft and rosy as a peach. Her hair was black like a river at night. She had eyes like stars. She wore dresses of silk covered in lace and beads, and anyone who looked upon her saw her goodness as well as her beauty. When she came of age, she married a Melamed, a teacher named Moshe. You would think that Moshe would be as tall, handsome, and strong as Rachel was beautiful, but Moshe was skinny, pale, and lame. He had only one leg. His hair stuck out in all directions, making him look like he had just survived a storm, and his nose, a large one, held his wire-rimmed glasses, through which he squinted. He hobbled around on his crutch. Rachel loved him just the way he was. People who were strangers to the town would look at them and wonder about this odd-looking couple. How did they come to be together? Here is the tale of the strange marriage of the beauty and the Melamed. Now Rachel, whose mother died when she was young, lived with her father, Avram Yankel, in a huge home on the edge of Amdanov. The walls were made of the finest wood. Velvet drapes lined the windows, and colorful rugs lay on the floors. She had the best of everything: food, servants, clothes, but her teachers taught her only music, sewing, and languages. Rachel's father, knowing his daughter to be wise and curious, wanted her to know more. He came to her one day and said, "Dearest daughter, it is time that you are taught Torah." This was wonderful. Rachel was thrilled because girls usually didn't get to study Torah. "I will find you the best teacher," he said. But you see, this was a problem. Her father was troubled. He thought to himself, "What if I get her a young man, a learned man, and she falls in love? I want her to marry a rich man, not a poor Melamed, a poor teacher for my daughter. I know what I'll do. I'll find an ugly man for a teacher. Surely in all the land there is one who is as wise as Solomon, but as ugly as a toad." This way she can't possibly fall in love with him. So the word spread throughout all of Amdanov that Reb Avram Yankel, the wealthy landowner, was seeking a teacher for his daughter. Many men came to apply for the position. Reb Avram found something wrong with each. This one's eyes were too blue. This one's nose was too perfect. Out they went. One had large ears. But still, thought Reb Avram, his daughter might be attracted to him. No one was right. No one knew, of course, that the Melamed had to be a brilliant teacher, yet unattractive enough so Rachel would not fall in love with him. And then one day, a man named Moshe appeared at his door. He was a young man who lived alone on the outskirts of the town and didn't come to Amdanov very often. "I've come to teach," he told the servant. Reb Avram was sitting by the fire, reading a book. The doors opened. Thump, thump, thump. He looked up at the sound. It was Moshe's crutch thumping across the floor. Reb Avram dropped the book. His mouth flew open. There in front of him was the strangest-looking man he had ever seen. "My name is Moshe ben Shmuel. I am a Melamed and have come to teach your daughter." Now Reb Avram had heard of this brilliant but lonely scholar. He had heard of his great wisdom from the others in the synagogue. "Well, yes, let's see. I have heard of you, young man. Well, all right. You shall be my daughter's only teacher. Serve her well, and you will be richly rewarded." So every day, Moshe the Melamed and Rachel the Beauty met for the lessons. Rachel was an eager student. She loved learning Torah and Talmud, Moshe told her stories, too, of wise men and women, of demons and angels, of giants and goblins, and funny tales, too. Moshe made her laugh. Rachel was clever, and she made him smile. Rachel seldom looked at her teacher. There would be pity in her eyes, she was sure. And she didn't want to embarrass him. So she kept her eyes down, concentrating on the books, or listening intently to the tales. Fall turned to winter. The snow melted into spring, and flowers blossomed, as did Moshe and Rachel's friendship. They studied and laughed and learned together. As she learned with him, her heart opened to this wise man. For although on the outside he was not blessed with beauty, his kind heart and goodness shone through like the sun. One day Moshe put down a book, turned to Rachel, and spoke in a way she had never heard him speak. "Rachel," he began, and his voice was as smooth and gentle as his body was broken. "I know that I repulse you. I know you do not look at me for fear that your eyes will betray your pity. But please, let me tell you a story." "When I was just a soul in heaven, waiting to be born, I learned Torah and Talmud and all there is to know. And then an angel announced the name of my future wife, my beloved. All of the other angels cried out in horror and wept. 'Why,' I asked, 'why are you crying? Is something wrong with my beloved? Please, show me what she will look like.' Well, I pleaded and begged, and finally I was shown a vision of the woman who would be my kala, my bride. She had only one leg, and her body was hunched over. Her face was plain, and her hair was like straw. I knew she would suffer insults and unkindnesses in the world to come. 'Please,' I implored the Holy One, 'allow me to take on the ugliness that was intended for my wife. I will be ugly so she can be beautiful.' And God honored my request. I was given only one leg, a plain face, and hair like straw. And my future bride, she was granted the beauty which was to be mine. And then the angel Layla, who could not bear to look at me, turned away and failed to tap me under my nose when I was born. This is why I didn't forget all that happened in heaven. So you see, Rachel, I don't have to look. I know who my intended wife will be, and she will be beautiful." Rachel looked up at Moshe now and saw, to her dismay, that he indeed had no little dent under his nose. "And who was appointed in heaven to be your wife?" she whispered. "It was you, Rachel," Moshe replied. Rachel's heart opened to Moshe, and her tears fell like rain. A blanket of clouds lifted from her eyes, and she no longer saw his outer appearance, but could only see his kindness and the love in his eyes. It was because of him that she was so beautiful. Rachel the Beauty and Moshe the Melamed were married under a chuppah of white roses. Everyone at the wedding could only marvel at Moshe's appearance, for Rachel's love was so powerful that somehow, even though Moshe hadn't really changed, everyone at the wedding thought them the most handsome couple they had ever seen. And they lived surrounded by their books and their children, in utter happiness for all of their days.